have seen over the last number of years the government pull back on the budgetary commitment that they had already provided to the A5. And it's essential that we don't see the government pull away in a way that affects the progress of this project. Of course, the progress of the project has already been affected and has been stalled for the last number of months due to the fact that there hasn't been a government instalment, and there was a court ruling that it wasn't possible for senior civil servants in Northern Ireland to sign off on a project of this size. Really, politics has been failing the A5, and it's essential that we see that part of it addressed, but it's also crucial that we don't see the Irish government and the government now, as a result of their ineptitude in the Children's Hospital, seek to delay the project any further by pulling back on the funding commitment which has already been outlined.
Could it be that the Stormont impasse is effectively the reason the government is considering the A5 funding as an area where they can make cutbacks?
I think that probably certainly is part of consideration here, because at the moment the project is stalled because of the lack of a Stormont government. But I know that there are efforts underway to see if there are ways around that. But the key thing is that from an Irish government point of view, given the fact that they have pulled back on their funding commitment previously, that we don't see as a result of the Children's Hospital a pullback of funding from the Irish government that would affect the project further.